wintertime you go to Old Man too?
Mm-hmm.
And then
we traveled around there too. There was caribou around there on the mountains. That's where we used to go out. That far. And then they get those caribous and get those skins and leggings, and they send you and the food for dry meat for summer.
Did you stay out for spring camp?
Yes. We used to stay out in spring camp every spring too, because there was muskrat hunting. We used to sell muskrat skins. All the people all over the world used to do that. Uh-huh.
That was up Canoody you'd stay?
Uh-huh, yeah. There's lakes around there. That's only where the lakes are. We used to go to the parties with boats. They haul boats over.
With dog sled?
Uh-huh. And then in springtime we go down river. Good time. We used to go, we travel, row. No kicker them days. But down river, which we were down. And
what made it fun? What things did you do?
We landed and down. Here and there we land, we stay overnight, we go out hunting in evenings on the lakes. That way we used to get more muskrats. And then we go down, we came out at the Old Man River, mouth of Old Man River. And then we stayed there. Sometimes we just come out and boat come up with groceries. Fresh eggs and potatoes, onions, and it land. The boat land where the camps is, and they buy muskrat skins. And then we buy food that way. Well, we were just about running out food, but we still have sugars and tea and flour.
Did people like the fresh food? That
yeah. We like the eggs and the potatoes. All the people started cook potatoes and onions. People are just happy. We used to have nice time. Travel back and forth.
Well, what would people do together at the camp? What kind of things you do for fun?
Oh, they used to sing, and they used to play. We used to play baseball in our ways. We used to throw ball at each other. And we were in group in women's side and group in men's side. We play against each other.
Playing and throwing a ball at each other? You try to hit somebody? Yeah.
No, we just throw it at each other, us women. We threw ball at each other and the men catch it, try to catch it. And when they threw ball at each other, we try to catch it too. That way we played against each other like. We used to have lots of fun. And they used to make a round wheel out of a willow bark. They make round ring out of willow. And they just do like this, wrap around it with this willow bark. And they make it big and strong. And they used to roll that one too. And they had they made a sharp sticks for it. And then when they throw it like this, the men would just line up on one side and the one end, men threw it and it rolled. And they used to poke that sharp stick at it.
To try to stop it?
To try to stop it. There's holes in between, I mean in middle. And they used to stop it that way too. They used to have lots of fun. The other end, there's another guy that roll it back and forth.
So it would be people from all over? Mm-hmm. People from Hughes and...
Yeah, people from Allakaket, they all go out.
Uh-huh. Mostly people from Allakaket South Fork.
Uh-huh. South Fork people, they used to go out all by themselves too, up there. They used to have lots of lakes, or they had lots of lakes up there too. You know, after that big earthquake, there's some lakes are dried. Not many lakes now.
It happened right after that earthquake?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Hmm. So, sounds like things were real different then, huh?
Yeah. When we travel in springtime, we come out at Old Man River, then we go up by line to Allakaket with dogs. Before they never used to use dogs. I remember when I was small, we stayed in fish camp, and on Sundays, my mother and my father, they get up early in the morning. They say, we're going to go up to, we stayed 3 miles below Allakaket. Our fish camp. They say we're going to go up to Allakaket to stay in, to go to church. So in the morning, my dad start take a line. We stay in boat. Sometimes I say, I want to walk on the bar with. So they take me out, and I walk on bar. And then we go up there, and then we go to church. And they used to have church at 11 o'clock in the morning, and then 4 o'clock in the evening, twice a day on Sundays. So we go to church in the morning, then in the evening. Then after that, we go back down to our camp. We used to do that, I remember. And they never used dogs, just my dad take line. He pulled the boat up. Us, when we started to have our own dogs, we started to teach our dogs. And then, since I was small, I started to drive dogs, and I know how dogs is, and they just do what I tell them to do. So they take line, just by themselves. And there's sweepers there, I tell them to go around it, and they go around it.
They understand,
huh? Yeah.
How would you tell them, what would you
I tell them, ji and ho, and they go around. They know it gets stuck right there. If they go around the other way, they know it's going to get stuck. So they know where they're going.
You know how to pick out good dogs, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And after, when I started to stay with Levine, he'd go out working, he started to go out working. He never used to work that much because there's nothing to do around there. But after after I started to stay with him, there's miners came around Hughes. And he started to go out to work. In summertime, springtime, in June, he leave. All summer long, I take care of my kids. Just me. In springtime, he work all summer, and I have to take care of my kids all summer, besides fishing. And only my dogs used to help me. When I had to fish not far away, I just take one dog And that dog helped me. I just go down there and then I tell him to get off. Then he start tickling. You know what he's doing. Every day, so he know what he's doing.
So he would just help you lie?
Yeah. Just one dog helped me. And in springtime, I make pack sack for him. And he know how to pack. Pack too. And in the lakes, I used to have fish net way out there for them to feed them fish. We had, I don't know how many dogs, five. We used to have five dogs for a long time because we had kids and we can't afford to feed too many dogs beside kids. So we had only five for a long time. And then in springtime I had fishnet out on the lake. I used to get large pikes. I had canoe there. Levine's old canoe, and I used that one. I don't know, maybe it's in my packs.
Huh?
No, I thought I'd take it out. Look in my pack sack.
Yeah.
And then, what I was going to say.
You're saying you just had four or five dogs?
Oh, yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. Anyway, in fall time, around October, he come home. And in summertime, my kids, they say, Mom, we like to eat meat. We get tired of fish, they say. We see beaver when we go to fish net. Sometimes I put them in boat, not all the time. And they say, shoot that beaver, shoot that beaver. We won't eat meat. And one time I did. And that I shot that beaver and it sunk. Then we go back and board there, but it didn't come up. So we went across. I said, that's why I never shoot beaver, because they say it sunk. I tell them. I don't know. Yeah. We had seining net. It's already.
Mm-hmm.
We had seining net. And the next morning we come across. I said, we're going to seine for it. And we come across and we just landed at the, it was big eddy. And we were just coming there. And I see it float down. Oh, it, that beaver float up. Look at it, I tell you. And they started to get happy. So we're going to eat beaver meat now. Then we go over to it. Just take it easy, I tell them. It's going to sink again if you too much wave. Then we're going over there and they say they got a hold of it, put it in boat. Maybe it's spoiled, I tell them. And then we went across, we never seen. We went across and I started skinning it.
You're rowing all this time?
Uh-huh. We were rowing. We never had a kicker that time. Then we went across and I skinned it. It was all right. I cooked it. They were happy. I used to go out hunting for ducks too for them. There's lots of ducks around there. And I shoot that one too and I feed them meat, sometimes little meat. Uh-huh. Now and then. And then we see moose. Mom would shoot at it, they tell me. So I did, and then I killed moose. They were so happy to help me.
How old were they those times?
Like, they were the 9 or 6 or 5.
Mm-hmm. So you did get a moose then?
Uh huh.
Where did you shoot? Was that summertime too?
Uh huh. It was just in summertime. Then that meat would last long time with us.
How did you dry a lot of meat in summertime?
We dry meat. That's the only way. No freezer doing this.
So you teach your kids to work then too, or you do it all yourself?
Yeah, they help me. We go out seining and they seine with us. One time we nearly dragged them in the river. It was in dark, in August. You know, in evenings when it gets dark, there's more fish running. It starts to run in the evening. So we started to go out seining. Alice was about 10 years old, I think. And these two was, one is 5, I think, and one is 6 or 7. And we tell them to walk on the shore with the rope. So they did. And we go out there and we start to go back. And I tell them to pull it back. And they say, it's hard to pull back, they say. And I tell them to go towards us and run with it. And you could drag it back that way, I tell them. Don't stand still and hold it. They were standing still. They thought we were going to stand still. And they started to drag out. And we didn't know because it was dark. And then I tell them to run back, run towards us, and you could get to shore that way, I tell them. We started to run in the river now, they say. I was scared. Nobody to help us. There's old people at our camp, his old people. But they wouldn't do nothing.
Who was in the boat with you?
Alice.
Well, you and Alice in the boat in the
smoke. Alice and Rita, they were rowing. And we have put fishnet in the water. And we start to go back. And then I tell them, You could go back to shore now, I tell them. They say, yeah. It's okay if you let it go, I tell them. No, I don't think we'll let it go. It's all right now, they say. And we'll go back there. We catch lots of fish. That fish just dragged them out too, I think.
Because so many.
Yeah.
Those were white fish?
Yeah, white fish, all kinds of white fish.
All the fishing you did was for white fish.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You get, and then there's grayling late when they were running.
Uh-huh.
You get she fish there?
Yeah. We get she fish in fall time.
You get pike? And
right now, it's never used to catch she fish in springtime, long ago. Right now, we catch it in springtime too. So it must be running all the time. We cut lots of dry fish. We put lots of dry fish away, and in fall time too, we put lots of fish away. And then while that he come home, then he got paid, and we get groceries from the store. Boat full, then we take it down to our winter camp.
Which store would down, you go to?
Down at camp. Hughes.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's when
James and them. And then we go down 35 miles. We had cash there. We put everything away. And then we come back up. And then we take all our kids down. We move down We stay down there all winter. All spring too. After muskrat hunting, we go up. We have kicker now. Is that drive kicker now? And that way we used to make a living. At first, you know, I say that I never learned how to sew. My mother never teach me how to sew. But I watch her when she sew. Because I have to go to school, and beside that, after school I come home, and I have to do the houseworking while she sew. And I watch her how to tan skins too. I never do it, but I watch her. After I got married, I don't know how to sew. I know how to sew, but I don't know how to cut out things. My mother-in-law started teach me how. I used to help her. And they were old, my father-in-law's old man. And he used to tell me, they used to call us grandchild when we used to stay with them. My grandchild, you cook. When you cook, I eat good. I eat enough. Those others, when they cook, I never get enough eating, he used to tell me. So I used to cook. He used to be happy, my grandchild cook for us, he said. I used to like them.
They treated you good, huh?
Yeah, they used to treat me really good. And that's why they used to keep me for a while after their son died.
Mm-hmm. So that, when you were learning to sew, I mean, I see your work and I can tell you take care when you make things.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you do.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Uh-huh.
Is that how they taught you to
do
it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What did they tell you if you didn't do it good?
They didn't say nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just they make you want to do a good
uh-huh.
job, though.
Yeah.
So did you ever make a living sewing then? You would sew?
Yeah. I used to. But when after I lost my husband, then we used to buy things, what we made. Much. Just few people buy things, but not much. Then I started tan. I started to learn how to tan moosekin. This another woman, Levine's auntie. I told her to help me, show me how. Tell me how. So she tell me how to do it. And that way I started to learn how to tan moosekins too. I used to tan moosekins, but one time I stayed in hospital too long. I stayed in hospital 3 years and a half. In 1949, I ended in hospital. And then I was discharged in 52.
That was the TB?
Uh-huh. So since that time, I never tan moosekin no more.
You just weren't strong enough after
yeah.
that? They told you
yeah.
not to work so hard.
They tell me not to work hard.
That's probably how you got sick, huh?
Uh-huh.
Working too
yeah.
hard.
Yeah. That dew pool, I guess. That did, I think. I always think about that. Because, you know, it's cold weather in February. You know, it's cold in mornings.
Mm-hmm.
I have to run with dew pool in the mornings. That cold weather. And that's when I think it did, I was thinking.
It's hard work.
But lucky I'm still alive right now.
Mm-hmm.
Since I stayed in hospital after that, I take care of myself.
But you still worked hard after that.
Yeah.
Just not on the Jeep.
Uh-huh.
Not tanning. Yeah, I think a lot of people don't know how hard moose skin is to tan.
Yeah.
I never did it, huh?
Uh-huh.
I hear people complain how expensive it is.
And yeah.
They never tried it themselves.
Yeah. You know, we can learn by all by ourselves. Somebody have to show us how to work. And that way we learn. And my mother and my stepfather used to tell me, whenever you see the older people, you give them something what they need and help them. Talk with them nice. They used to tell me, don't ever talk against people. Don't ever say a word against people, they used to tell me. Even they tell you something what you don't like, just don't say nothing, they used to tell me. And right now I'm still think about it. Whenever I see people, when they need help, I always try to help them. When I had something to give away, I always give them something too. Even money, I used to, when there's people is short, I used to give them money too, whenever I have money. But sometimes we can help people when we don't have something like that. We feel sorry for them, but we can help. Because we've got nothing to give away.
My
old grandma used to, my father's mother, she was, I don't know how old she was. She was over 100 though. 115 or 20, or maybe less than 20, she lived, and she died. Not long ago she died.
Which one? What is
Maggie.
Her name? Oh, that's the one they call Old Maggie.
Uh-huh, yeah. That's our grandma. That Johnson, that's my cousin. His father and my father's are brothers. That's Old Maggie's sons.
Johnson Moses?
Uh-huh.
Oh. So she taught you a lot of things?
Uh-huh. She used to tell me, don't ever be stingy of food. Give them away. When you have extra, you just give them away to people. She used to tell me. If you do that, you're going to live a long time. If you don't, you're not going to live. She used to tell me. She used to tell us, I guess, all of us, I guess, because we were. She used to have daughters and sons, and she had lots of grandchildren. She used to have. They're all gone now. Just about me and Effie William and Johnson and Limburg. I guess that's all we're living now. Mm-hmm. All my cousins are going away too.
It must be hard just losing so many people and all the old people.
Yeah. I'm just about the oldest out there. Just Oscar Nicktoon and Frank Tobuk is only the older than me. He's living out there now.
Probably seems like not too long ago you were young, huh?
Yeah. And I was thinking right now, how much we used to depend on those old people. Now who we gonna depend on? I was thinking. And I used to tell this story. Last April, I think, they used to have a meeting over there at Hughes. And I tell this story about when we walked, I walk down to around Losey from Alcacket with Jew Pool. Now this young generation had everything. They had snow goal and they had kickers. And when whatever they're gonna do, whatever they do, they had machine travel and take them all around. They never walk. And in evenings they come back. They think that they did hard work today. I tell them. They all smile and look at me. It was funny for me.
Because usually you're quiet, huh?
Yeah. And after that, this grandma really told us what she did and what we are in. We had easy time when we didn't know. We thought we work hard. You see, your young people, nobody has snowshoes too, I tell them. And that shows you that you don't work hard all day, I tell them. It was funny for them.
They never knew you were on G-Pole like that before.
After that, they say, thank you, Grandma. You told us your story. We started to think about it now. How much work your people used to do. And as we, just like we don't do nothing. We work a little bit, but everything work for us, they say. What that we don't do, they say.
Do they ask you questions about any trout? What kind of things do they want to know about?
Why you have to travel long ways, they tell me. And I say, them days there's not much animals around. And where there's no moose. When I was young, I never used to see, moose. And we don't know what moose look like. But we see them when they kill them. We see the skin and we see the foot. Legs. It had long legs. And we never see it when they kill them too. After it's all cut up, that's all we see, I tell them. But we see that one time I remember, I don't know how old I was. I was about 12 or 13, I guess. There's people come over from over Kobuk. And they drive reindeer over. And that's how we see reindeer too. But I never see it close. All the people went up to there. And I have to stay home with little ones. So I didn't get up there.
And how then, close did they come?
Oh, they came out from, they came out at Alatn River and they went across and there's bar on the village site up there. About half mile up. Right now there's all willows. All big willows and cotton trees. There was bar right there. There's no more bar there. Right there, they land, and they let them stay there for a while. This one store, the guy that had store, he wanted to buy one reindeer. Oh, he buy it, I guess. And they kill one for him there. That's why they let them stay there for a while. For about 2 or 3 hours. And all the people went up there, but I didn't go close to it. I just look at up there from the bank, that's all. Because I have to stay with the kids. That's how we see caribou, just like caribou.
They were coming over to visit people at Alatna or to try and sell reindeer?
They were taking it up to Biddles or Wiseman.
Oh, they had lots of them then.
Uh-huh. I don't know how many they drive that time. About 20 or 15. Mm-hmm. And this one guy, the guy that run the store, he bought one.
That was Evans?
Who no. That's Gus Larson, they used to call him, long ago. Mm-hmm. He was a nice, good store man.
Mm-hmm. You know, you were talking about when your mother and father went over to Kotzebue.
Uh-huh.
They went over, that's the same one. They went over there for trading.
Yeah.
They went over with dogs?
Uh-huh.
Or they walk?
Yeah, they walk. With that's one or two dogs.
It's a long trip too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So and they say them days they never used to have two dogs. They used to have only one dog because they don't have much to feed them. They have to save their food. And they have a line right here, and they pull the bow. I mean, they pull the sled with the one dog.
Oh, they put a line just like a harness on their shoulders?
Yeah.
In front of their arms?
Uh-huh. And they pull the sled with the dog. And the back person here, she have to push.
So they tell you they did that, so you being on G-pole, you don't think it's as bad as them pulling sled?
Yeah. I never used to pull sled though. I just hold G-pole, that's all, to keep the sled go straight. When it's light load, it don't need G-pole, but when it's heavy load, it have to have G-pole.
When you travel like that, what kind of load, what kind of things did you have in your load?
Oh, the belongings, stoves and tents and the food. And the beddings.
Dry meat on there.
Uh-huh.
Food you catch.
Yeah.
Probably several hundred pounds.
Yeah.
Really heavy load.
Some frozen fish. Sometimes meat. Frozen meat.
Yeah. Real different way of living then.
Yeah. And when somebody get meat, they just share everybody. They just share it to all the camp people. So they all have meat. And when it's over, they have things over, sled, one sled load. They have to take a load ahead. That's the way we used to do too. So we used to take load ahead, then go back and then come back with the belongings, all the belongings. Mm-hmm. And camp there. They take another load ahead again. That's the way we used to do that.
The men would take the load ahead or uh-huh. You would take the load ahead too?
Yeah.
You did?
Uh-huh. Sometimes the men's.
But when it was just like you and your mother, you would work like a man.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I used to follow people with my load by myself too.
You ever have a time the way you worked hard like that and sometimes out by yourself where you ran into trouble? You had a hard time because you were by yourself?
Yeah, sometimes.
Like what kind of thing?
Sometimes we do. Sometimes when sled tip over with us, we have to take all the stuff out of the sled and then put it up. And then we have to put all the things back in the sled. And then we start again.
That's because the load is so heavy.
Yeah. Most did down the bank, sled tip over with us. it's hard to put it up by ourselves, this load of meat. Yeah.
You wouldn't go down with Jeep, pull down the bank, would you?
No. We don't do that, though. We'll get hurt.
That's why I was...
We have to hold back the sled to go down easy, even with the brake. See? You know, they used to have brakes on the sled. Mm-hmm. And we tell the dog to go down slow to easy. So they go down easy.
They would listen to you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Really good trained dogs. Yeah. Well, maybe after they're running all day and working every day, they listen to them.
Yeah. They get tired too. Mm-hmm. They go easy with us.
So, when Levine was working, when he started working for the miners,
uh-huh.
Where was he working? Was that out at Hughes, out Indian Mountain?
Yeah, Indian Mountain. And after that, about 14 years, I think. One time he worked 10 years there, and one time he worked 7 years, I think, there. There's two different people, two different company. He used to work for Alaska Airlines too, and he used to go back and forth, down around Anchorage.
What did he do for them?
He loaded up planes.
So he'd do that even wintertime then?
No. In summertime. Besides working for the miners. And that's when he learned how to drive that heavy equipment. So he used to drive that. Mm-hmm. And that's why he said he never... People used to pluck their ears when they drive heavy equipment. It make noise. He said he never used to pluck his ear with nothing. And that's why he can hear. He's hard of hearing. Mm-hmm. And he don't like to wear hearing aid too. He had one. But he don't like to use it. He said it makes too much noise in his ear. Mm-hmm. One time in springtime, I take it. I was thinking. I ask him if he hear those summer birds when he's come back, you know, it make lots of noise. And I tell him, you hear those birds singing? He said, no. I never hear nothing, he said. Then I take his hearing aid to spring camp. We still always go to spring camp in springtime. And then we did. I like to hear those birds singing. Then one time we land and we went down and we land at the camp and then we put up camp and I cooked and we eat. We stay up for a little while, then we went to bed. I hear birds singing. Then I tell him, here's your hearing aid, listen. I hear that bird is singing up here a little ways. So he put it in his ear. He said, yeah. First time I hear birds sing for I don't know how many years, he said. Then the next day we started out again and we landed in different camp. Then we started to make camp. I was making tea, and he say, and I tell him, oh, I hear birds singing, I tell him. And then we had all different names for those birds. I said, I hear that one sing, I tell him. He say, where's my hearing aid? He started to look for it. He lost it. He just put it in, he never put it in that little box he had for it. He just put it in his pocket and it fell out. And then I said, I wonder where it dropped off. Maybe in the river. You lost it then, I tell him. He say, yeah, maybe. I thought I had it in my pocket not long ago, he say. Then I start to fix it. After I make tea, and then I took the tea off the fire, and then I start to make bed with spruce browse. I hear something.
Yeah, got your snow dirty.
I started to fix the bedding with spruce browse. I hear something. Then I start look around. I move those things. I start to look around. Hear it drop around there. And I find it. It was on. I guess when it dropped, it got on. So I found it. I say, I found your hearing aid. I heard it. Maybe you turned it on when it... Maybe you left it on, I tell him. He say, no, I turned it off, he say. When it dropped, I guess it turned on by itself. It make noise, then I heard it.
Oh, that's why.
That's how I found it.